Shalom, everyone. This is Kazar Aliyahu Yasharal, and welcome once again to Just a Word Radio. Now, so many times we have heard, law is done away with, no more law. Law is for Israel. Law was for the Jews. We are now in the New Testament, New Covenant. Christ has replaced the law. Christ has lived the law for us, so we don't have to obey the law no more. All of those things about the law coming from Christians. And how do we respond to this? How exactly do we respond? And there are many of us who have gone through some tedious arguments with people trying to get them to understand that the law is necessary. And among them, we tell them that the law is to show us what righteousness is. And the law shows us what sin is, so we do not sin. And we usually bring them to this verse that we are going to use today. 1 John 3, verse 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. So we tell them, sin means that you transgress the law. That means you must not transgress the law or you sin. And we know that no sinner shall enter the kingdom. So it is very easy to actually prove this. All you need to do is to prove this is to bring another verse from the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. So sin is just transgressing the law. If you transgress the law, you sin. No sinner shall enter the kingdom. That means you must obey the law or else you will sin. Simple. But if you put it with this verse, Leviticus 5, verses 17 to 18, we get a greater and more concrete understanding as to why the law has to be kept. Leviticus 5, 17, and if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of Yahuwah, though he wist it not, yet is he guilty, and shall bear his iniquity. What is it saying? If you sin and commit any offense that is forbidden by the commandments of the Most High, by the law, though you did not know that it was a sin, yet you are guilty of the sin and you will bear the iniquity, the penalty for the sin. So you saying the law is done away with, rejecting the law, not obeying the law, ignoring the Old Testament that contains the law, though you did not know that you're a sinner, yet are you guilty and you shall bear the iniquity, which means you shall bear the penalty of your sins. Yes? Very important. So sin is the transgression of the law, and if you transgress the law and don't even know that you transgress the law, you are still guilty and you will bear the penalty, the iniquity of your sin. So guess what? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And that is what they tell you in the world today. If you go out on the street and you break a law, you cannot tell the policeman that you did not know. Not knowing does not remove your guilt. And that is what it's saying here today. So rejecting the law, saying that the law is done away with, you are going to be guilty of your sin. And so the onus on you is to now understand the law, understand what sin is, so you do not sin. And verse 18 of Leviticus 5 continues, and he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his ignorance wherein he erred and wist it not, and it shall be forgiven him. So we know that HaMashiach is now our atonement. So the ram will not be necessary for us. What will be necessary is repentance in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, through which we get atonement. So you have to repent concerning your ignorance. And when you sinned and did not know, you have to repent of that. And it shall be forgiven you. In other words, if you do not repent, there will be no forgiveness. So if you are going around willfully sinning, rejecting the Torah, rejecting the law, saying, oh, law is done away with. Yes? And refuse to repent. And remember, repent is not just saying you're sorry. Because that is what Christians do. That is what many of us do. We repent and we go and do the same thing again. Repentance is not repeating. Repeating is called iniquity. Repentance means you stop the sin in its track. And so this is why it says, it continues in 19 and says, it is a trespass offering. He hath certainly trespassed against Yahuwah. So by saying the law is done away with, all of those times you were trespassing against the Most High and you did not know it. But you are still guilty and you still bear your iniquity, because when you leave this world and go to face the Most High, you will be guilty before Him. But there is still time. As long as you're in earshot of this, it says, you shall make an atonement. You shall repent in the name of Yahushua Mashiach. Remember what Messiah said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, it shall be granted unto you. So you repent in the name of Yahushua Mashiach, and it shall be forgiven you, even though you did not know. And so that is why in Hebrews 10, verse 26, it tells us, if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. This is a new covenant here. If you willfully sin, after you come to the knowledge of the truth, sacrifice of sins does not cover you. All right? So you cannot willfully sin. So when you sinned in ignorance, thinking the law was done away with because you were deceived by Christianity, deceived by your pastors, deceived by your religion, then when you come to the knowledge of it, you have to now repent, turn around, and walk away from the way in which you used to walk. Okay? It is as simple as that. So if anyone is saying that the law is done away with, two simple sets of verses to use, 1 John 3:4, and Leviticus 5:17-19. Those tell us without a doubt. And you can throw in Hebrews 10:26-30 or 31. Those verses together, no doubt, tell you that we must obey the law. Law is not done away with, we must obey it. And when we find out that we are in error, we have to repent. And when we repent, it shall be forgiven us. And repentance, of course, means saying you're sorry and never, ever doing it again. All right? So thank you for listening. This is Kaza Aliyahu Yasharal. Hope this meant something good for someone. Thank you for listening. Until next time, thank you for making it Just a Word Radio.